Somebody wanted to sell some diamonds and was asking $5,000.
He took a sparkling opportunity to his ex.
I said, we can make some money.
She was going to advance the money for the diamonds, which she advanced.
But this diamond dealer has some flaws.
She was nagging me and asking for money. She needed money all the time.
You got paid. You made your money, plus profit on the diamonds.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Joanna Yancey is suing her ex-husband, Jacob Engelstein, for the balance on a loan to purchase diamonds.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 49 on the calendar, in the matter of Yancey versus Engelstein.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Yancey, this is your former husband. You claim that you loaned him money.
$5,000, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this is my former husband.
Yeah, good. You tell me when you loaned him $5,000.
I loaned him on May 12, 2017.
Your Honor, there was never a loan.
Just 512-2017. And you gave it to him by check?
Yes, I have the check to prove it.
I'd like to see the check.
Absolutely.
When were you divorced, Ms. Yancey?
I divorced him in 2004.
How long had you been married?
About 7 years.
Do you have children?
Do not know.
So you were divorced 13 years?
Yes, longer than we were ever married.
At the time that you made this alleged loan, I'd like you to tell me why.
Because he was hard up for money. He didn't have any money. He was short of money. And he said, can you please loan me $5,000? And so
That's
I'm an esthetician.
True, Your Honor.
So I loaned him $5,000 in goodwill that he would pay me back the loan. Shortly after, he paid me back $1,250.
What kind of work do you do, Ms. Yancey?
I'm an esthetician.
Okay. Do you have your own place or do you work for someone else?
I sublease space.
So you work for yourself?
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
Since 1987.
And did you ever remarry?
No.
And did you ever remarry?
Yes, ma'am.
When?
February 2nd, 2018.
You acknowledge that she gave you a check for $5,000?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you want to tell me your version? She says you were hard up for money to buy diamonds because
yes.
You were in the diamond business. She loaned them to you and you were supposed to pay her back from the proceeds of your sale. Your story is somewhat different. Tell me why.
There was never a loan.
No, tell me what there was never. I asked you why she gave you the check for $5,000 if it wasn't a loan, because you did, in fact, return some of the money to her.
We have done some business prior to that situation.
Tell me, what business had you done?
I used to do some auctions, purchase some diamonds and watches in the auctions or pawn shops. I've been in the diamond business for over 40 years.
So tell me, between 2004 and 2017, what business did you do with your former wife after your divorce, but prior to her writing you this check for $5,000?
Okay, Your Honor. I purchased a diamond watch in the auction.
In what year?
I don't remember exactly the year, but about 2.5 years ago. I presented the watch to my ex-wife, and I asked her if she wants to get involved and make some profit on it. She gave me some money for the watch. I sold the watch.
Explain to me. So you purchased the watch at auction, and you showed her the watch, and you said, if you give me some money, we'll be partners in this watch when I sell it.
Correct.
And how much did she give you?
$1,300.
So she gave you $1,300. This is coming clear to you? He's not making up this story.
This has nothing to do with the $5,000.
Listen to me carefully. That's not what I asked you. This story sounds familiar to you because he's not making up this story, Miss Yancey. He's telling me the truth about this story. I just am checking with you. Don't look confused. You're not confused by what I'm saying. Don't look confused. The story about the watch 2.5 years ago sounds familiar
Correct.
To you. Good.
Yes.
Don't look confused like you're playing dumb with me. Okay, so 2.5 years ago, she gave you the money to buy the watch at auction. And you sold the watch for how much?
$2,200.
And how much did you give her?
I gave her $1,700.
So she made a quick $400. Prior to that, had you done any business with her?
Not on purchasing situation. I used to help her as an advisor. I helped her purchase a salon. I did the paperwork for her, the contract, advised her on the situation
okay, well,
on the purchase.
Fine. That's fine.
I also arranged and did some paperwork for her to receive a $50,000 loan.
That's not true.
That is not what I'm asking you, sir. Did she pay you for doing the paperwork?
No, she promised to pay, but she...
No, no, she... Did
I never
she...
promised.
I don't want to hear you. Did she pay you? The answer is no. And you continue to do these things for her. You
on
continue...
promises.
Well, then after a while, you're a fool. If you do things for somebody and they don't pay you, and then you keep doing them and they don't pay you, that makes you a fool. But 2.5 years ago, you did have a business transaction with her that she acknowledges. She made $400 quickly on a watch that you bought at auction, correct?
Correct.
Now I want you to tell me, sir, your version of this $5,000 loan.
It was never a loan.
Don't tell me what it was never.
Okay.
I want you to tell me what it was.
I had another transaction going. Somebody wanted to sell some diamonds and was asking $5,000 for the situation.
What kind of diamonds?
Carat sizes, 2 stones.
2 1-carat diamonds?
Yeah.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Be careful. Be careful. 2 1-carat color?
A little bit of color. K color.
Shape.
Round.
Clarity.
SI3I1.
And for these 2 diamonds, they wanted $5,000?
Originally, he was asking $5,000. I got the $5,000 from her, and I went and negotiated the diamonds, and I purchased them for $3,700.
When you got the money from her, I want you to tell me what the conversation was.
I said that there is a deal on some diamonds that I'd be able to purchase, and we can make some money. So if you want to get involved, if you want to put some money in and get some profit in the future, you can get
in. No, she wouldn't do that. She's too tough to do that. That's not what you said to her at all. Now, I want you to think back. Don't make up the story as you're going along, because she wouldn't give you $5,000 if she's an esthetician, if that's how she makes a living, on her feet, working. She wouldn't give you, if you said, maybe down in the future, at some time, you'll be able to make a profit. This lady isn't giving you $5,000 based
exactly.
on that.
Prior, Your Honor, prior to that deal, we had another deal. I purchased 2 diamonds in the same situation.
Well, that's what I want to hear. That's what I asked you before. I said,
well,
so...
I wanted to get to
well,
it.
Well, you have to get to it when I ask you the question. So far, we just dealt with a watch. Now you had another diamond deal with her. Tell me about the other diamond deal you had with her.
There was also, in the auction, a little bit over carat sizes, 2 stones, and we purchased it together.
Were you at the auction together?
No, it was online.
Okay, so you saw the auction online and?
I purchased the 2 diamonds and tried to sell them. On the same token, she had a friend and she took the 2 diamonds and sold it to him. And she came back and said, I sold it for so much and your share of the profit is $200. Later on, she made a mistake. And she told me that the balance on the loan, on the $50,000, was reduced by over $5,000. I didn't question it.
What are you talking about?
What?
The reason what I'm trying to say is that the profit...
I don't want you to speak.
There was more profit in the deal that she sold the diamond to than I received my share of it. She gave me only $200. She sold the 2 diamonds. To her friend.
But you ended up with a profit of $200.
She gave me, yeah.
You ended up with a profit of $200.
Correct.
There's no question I believe him. Do you understand?
Yes, I follow.
Good. I'm okay. Glad you understand, because there's no question I believe him, that you have these kind of deals with him to buy diamonds. You bought the diamonds for $3,700. Did you give her back the $1,700?
I gave her back from the $5,000, $1,300, and in December, I gave her $700 on a wire transfer to her account.
Because?
She was nagging me and asking for money. She needed money
all
the time.
Just a second. Well, it was a business transaction. Is what you're telling me is, sir, that you had a business transaction with the plaintiff where she was going to advance the money for the diamonds, which she advanced. She gave you a check for $5,000. Of the $5,000, you returned $2,000 to her. So far, she's not in profit, right? So far, if it was a business deal, that's what you're telling me, and not a loan like she's telling me, so far, she's out of profit. Now, who did you sell the diamonds to?
I sold 1 diamond on eBay at $1,400. I had to pay commission to eBay and PayPal, which was about $150, and the balance I got. The second diamond I sold downtown.
The second diamond you sold downtown to whom?
To a booth downtown.
To whom?
I don't remember the name, Your Honor.
When?
Last year, around December.
For how much?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
It wasn't your intention to have her pay.
No, not at all.
Well, she did pay.
Yes.
Then you owe her the money. That's simple. I don't know what you're doing here. Don't say,
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Joanna Yancey says ex-husband Jacob Engelstein owes for a loan to purchase diamonds he planned to resell.
The second diamond you sold downtown to whom?
I don't remember the name, Your Honor.
When?
Last year, around December.
For how much?
For $2,800.
So far, for diamonds that you spent $3,700 for, you got back $4,200, right?
Minus the $150.
So you got back $4,100.
Correct.
So she should be whole.
The reason I kept the money is because I made a lot of deals for her, and she promised to pay me, but she never did.
Okay, I got it. So be quiet. Under either scenario, whether I believe it was a loan that you didn't repay or a business deal that you didn't repay because you figured out you did enough paperwork, you should be able to write off this transaction, she wins. You made your money plus profit on the diamonds. You got more than what was paid for them. She should have been whole.
Yes, but, Your Honor, she owes me money, too, for doing a lot of stuff
for
her.
Just a second. Show me a contract with her.
There is no contract. Right. Everything is
worth judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
The lady that I was married to is very vicious, selfish, and greedy.
This gentleman actually used a diamond to give back to his male bride order from Vietnam.
Her way was always my way or the highway.
He's shyster. He's shady.
I'm done.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Taylor versus Campbell. Step this way.
Elisha Taylor is suing her co-worker, 25-year-old Tiana Campbell, for a hotel charge on a credit card.
Ms. Taylor, your complaint has several parts. I'm letting you know that the only thing that I am considering of your complaint is the credit card bill for the hotel that you claim Ms. Campbell owes you. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Ms. Campbell has a women's basketball team. You wanted to become part of that basketball team. At some point, the basketball team was going to play a tournament out of your area, and you were going to accompany the team. When you got to the hotel, Ms. Campbell did not have the necessary credit card to pay for the room for all the girls. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And you acknowledge that in your answer. That your team, and how many members of the team are there?
At that moment, 11, including
myself.
So that
all 11 people were going to stay at the hotel for the tournament, and you were supposed to use the team's debit card, which you did not have.
No, I had the team debit card.
Then why didn't you use it?
Our PayPal account was locked, and it was a PayPal credit card.
So you asked Ms. Taylor to put it on her credit card?
She offered it. Yes, yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
But it was your intention to put it on the team's credit card and get it back from the girls. It wasn't your intention to have her pay.
No, not at all.
Well, she did pay.
Yes.
Then you owe her the money. That's simple. I don't know what you're doing here. I really don't know what you're doing here. You went there with your team. You had intention of paying for the rooms for the girls. You couldn't pay for the rooms for the girls. You asked her to put it on her credit card. She put it on her credit card with the expectation that when you got home, you would do whatever it took to pay her back. And when she came home, you said to her, at least your answer says, she was supposed to get it back from all the girls. Well, that's not true, because that's not what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to pay for it yourself. And you were supposed to get it back from the girls, not her. So I'm asking you again, Ms. Campbell, what are you doing here?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I just want to know if you still have them, why you didn't bring them.
Can't answer that, Your Honor.
There is no answer for that.
Correct.
That means I don't believe you. I think you're a hustler.
cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Elisha Taylor is suing her co-worker, 25-year-old Tiana Campbell, for a hotel charge on a credit card.
I'm asking you again, Ms. Campbell, what are you doing here?
She had unauthorized charges made to her card.
Like what? Don't say, what extra fees? You mean she had meals?
No, just hotel fees.
Like
room
what?
Fees.
How much money did you give her back?
None at the moment.
Well, just why not?
Because she had an estimated total, not an exact total.
How much is the exact total for the rooms?
The exact total for the rooms? $3,131.02.
May I see it, please?
Here's all that.
$3,131. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Excuse me. Step out.
My whole team was about to, you know, be either sleeping out on the streets, so I might as well just go out and lend a hand as long as she was going to pay me back.
Things ended up the way they did, and Judge Judy solved it for us.
Well, I'm not on the team anymore, so.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hill versus Hardiman. Step forward.
Jewel Hill is suing business associate Larry Hardiman Jr. for breach of contract regarding a sneaker deal.
Mr. Hardiman, I'm going to start with you. This case is about trading. You and the plaintiff traded online on some sort of a site, shoes, and there was no money exchanged. Is that correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
What kind of shoes did you buy from Mr. Hill?
I didn't buy anything from Mr. Hill.
Well,
Your Honor.
You traded with him.
Yes.
Bartered.
So what it was, I had a pair of what's called Bred Yeezys, which is a sneaker that Adidas makes for Kanye West.
Okay. And to the Do Bred you have a photograph of that?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it.
The one on the bottom. The bottom.
So the sneakers on the bottom are the shoes that Mr. Hill wanted.
Correct.
What did you have?
I had the cream Yeezy V2s, Your Honor, and a pair of Asics. They're gold medals.
Now, you made the trade. What did you do with the sneakers that you got from the plaintiff?
Okay, well, with the sneakers...
Not a well.
Okay.
You got... Right. Not a well. What did you do with the sneakers?
I couldn't do anything with them. I had to leave them. I had to just leave them where they're at because they were completely beat to... I have pictures of them here. He said that they were what's considered dead stock, meaning they've never even been tried on in a store.
I just want to know if you still have them, why you didn't bring them.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I just want to know if you still have them, why you didn't bring them.
Can't answer that, Your Honor.
There is no answer for that.
Correct.
That means I don't believe you. I think you're a hustler.
No problem.
Very good. Where did you get the sneakers from that you traded?
The Yeezys I got from a store that's in my local area, from the so-called Blessed. I traded with them to get the shoes. The Asics, the other pair I got, I bought from somebody else.
Bought them for what?
I believe I paid $40 for them.
You have those things. You wanted to show me what's in there?
Sure. Go ahead and...
Ugh.
Yeah. Let me say, I don't know if you wanted to see them up close, Your Honor. They kind of stink, so I'll leave them right here. But this is what he sent me.
That's what
Definitely
he sent you.
Not.
Okay. So you paid $40 for one pair that you sent to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other pair that you sent to him, you traded.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you trade them for? I'm trying to come up with a value for what you sent to him.
The shoes that I traded to get the Yeezys, I traded some Jordan 5 Supremes.
And how much are they worth?
I valued them since they were my shoes. I valued them around $520, and the store gave me basically the credit for that.
I don't want to hear the word basically. So far, we're not anywhere near what you're suing for. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
So give him back those sneakers.
That was never mine, Your Honor.
So you don't want them?
No, that was never mine. Are those?
They can't be because this is the postal stamp that I got from him. This is my name, and he's put V. Kent Peasant. Pheasant Hollow Drive on this, and this is what I get.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $390. We're finished. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm not mad at it. I mean, justice was served. It just shows that, you know, he sent me what he sent me. He can try to argue about it, but I'm not too happy about the price, but hey, I got something out of it.